Hey, hey, welcome to the Play Bigger podcast. I'm your host, Dania Douglas-Hunt, and I'm a former Olympic therapist and strength coach turned the go-to mindset expert to high-achieving entrepreneurs. And I'm obsessed with helping ambitious entrepreneurs just like you play bigger in your business and life and truly living life on your terms. Now, after working with hundreds of Olympic athletes and multi-six and seven-figure entrepreneurs, I know one thing for sure. The one thing that's going to get in our way is ourselves. So this podcast will be a mix of combining years of experience with mindset, neuroscience, high performance techniques, spirituality, you name it, we got it. All to help you make more money, create more impact, and feel more fulfilled, getting your time back doing what you love. Sometimes it just takes one shift, one question, one idea to completely change your life. So let's overcome the mind drama, regulate your nervous system, and create real lasting change in your life. I'll be bringing on guest experts, doing some solo episodes, having real talk conversations. So you know, on this entrepreneur journey, you're not alone. If you're ready, let's dive in. I'm just going to say it. When you get triggered, it's a you thing, not a them thing. When someone is speaking, you are learning about them, not yourself. The only reason you're learning about yourself is because if it causes an emotional reaction within you. So here's the thing. When you recognize that everyone's reality right now is shaped by their own internal world, their own past experiences, their own past events that are unhealed, their own past programming, which 90% of the world has limiting programming, limiting beliefs, scarcity mindset, fear, worry, stress, unworthiness. You recognize that how 90% of the world is operating thinking right now, you're not the 90%. And so in order to rise above and awaken and deepen your spiritual practice, your own personal development journey, this means recognizing and seeing these concepts for what they actually are, not for what we're making them mean. And what we're making them mean for the most part is something disempowering about ourselves. Great. You learned that. You didn't choose that. You weren't born with that. You've learned it. But as your friend, as your coach, and as your mentor, I'm going to give you some tough love here. Because if you can get this concept, you're going to have way less suffering. You're going to see people through a lens of compassion and love. You're going to be back in your power, and you're going to be able to powerfully respond and be discerning of your time, your energy, your boundaries. It's not saying you have to like something or agree with it. It's now being in the position of power and responding versus reacting, versus going into victim mindset, versus going into poor is me, people don't love me, I'm not worthy, all that bullshit. That's just programming. So here's a concept. When someone speaks, you are learning about them, not yourself. The only way you learn about yourself is if you have a response within you. And then at that point, guess what you do? You say, thank you. Thank you for showing me a blind spot I wasn't aware is there. Thank you for showing me a limiting belief that I have that's not serving me for my highest self and where I'm going. Thank you for showing me an emotional trigger or of a past event or experience or trauma that I have unhealed that I now get to go heal. Thank you for showing me where my nervous system is unregulated so I can now regulate my nervous system and expand my capacity to handle even more. When someone is speaking, see it for what they are. For example, you and I go watch the same movie. Let's say we even grew up in the same household and now we're watching the same movie. The movie is this funny rom-com, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, that was the best movie ever. And I'm sitting there, this is the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. What the heck? The reality was we both went and watched a movie. Yes? Yes. But our experience of that reality was drastically different. Why? Because I have my own past events and experiences and memories and meanings and interpretations to those events from my own perspectives. I have my own beliefs that I learned, my own programming, my own identity. Most of them are limiting. I have my own, what was in my own environment that I learned that is now shaping my current reality. Your external reality right here, right now is simply a reflection of your own internal reality. Your beliefs, which are just a thought you continue to think until you believe it's true, doesn't mean it's the truth. It's just a truth that you've taken on. Your identity, your values, all of that has been programmed. You learned that. You weren't born with that. And so you recognize, well, okay, if this is me, and I have all these experiences and memories and events, and I have all this unhealed trauma or these experiences that my brain attached meanings to that aren't serving me. Well, what does that say about this person beside me and you, all of us are experiencing reality, not for what reality actually is, but through our own perception of reality based on our old programming, our old paradigms, our old beliefs, our old events and experiences. So when you begin to see that, it already can create a little bit of space of, well, okay, here, I'm experiencing this movie as one experience and you're experiencing something else. And we're both having very different responses and experiences of it. The movie was the movie, but our experience of it was very different. So how does this pertain to when someone speaks to you, it has nothing to do with you, but everything to do with them? When you are listening to someone speak, you are hearing, you are witnessing, you are seeing their own inner world expressed. Imagine someone talking about money. Oh, this is so expensive. This is going to bug you so much now because every time you go out, you're just going to be listening for people and seeing and immediately identifying the limiting beliefs or their perspectives or their paradigms, etc. But if one person's like, man, money's hard to come by. It's so expensive in the city. Fuck, I can't afford this. Oh my God, I'm worried about this. What, from an unbiased perspective, do you believe or see that their experience of money has been like so far? Probably one of lack or scarcity. They probably have beliefs around money that are limiting, like you have to work hard for money. It's super expensive. It's hard to come by, etc. And now what happens if someone is saying, oh my God, there's abundance everywhere. I'm so grateful for the money I have. It just keeps coming to me easily. There's opportunities, blah, blah, blah. I love this. Can't wait till I can afford this. How can I afford that, etc. They're both talking about money, but one's now talking from a much more abundant perspective, a more abundant mindset. Now, it doesn't mean that either of them maybe grew up with money or didn't grow up with money, but how they're speaking about something is showing an indication of their level of consciousness, awareness, awakening, healing, past beliefs, experiences, etc. Now, what happens if someone's an asshole to you? What happens if that person is your parent or your sibling or your friend or someone on the street or in the grocery store? Or the freaking keyboard warriors who just rip you a new one behind their keyboard because it's easy and it's safe. I've experienced all this. And yes, it can be tricky when it's your loved ones, when it's your family, and you're like, oh, like, why can't you just be nice? And why can't you like me? And why can't you be proud of me? Those are the thoughts that I've heard several people say this last week. And it's nothing to do with you. And if that's where our brain goes, beautiful. Because friend, guess what just happened for you? You're recognizing where your own shit that needs to be healed, that's not healed right now. You're recognizing beliefs about yourself that aren't true. You're recognizing patterns and paradigms that are not serving you and are just going to keep showing up in your world and reality until you go and heal them, until you reprogram them, until you see it for what it actually is. If everyone here on planet Earth right now is co-creating their reality, how many people are actually awakening? How many people are actually going and doing the deep inner work of uncovering all the paradigms and beliefs and programs that aren't serving them? How many people are actually going through and healing their traumas and releasing things that aren't serving them and learning about emotional regulation and learning about consciousness and spiritual laws and universal practices? How many people do you think in the world are doing that? Very few. And the more you awaken, the more you heal, the more you're on your personal development journey, the more you expand your consciousness, your awareness, the more you grow as a person, you begin to recognize, holy shit, there's a lot of people out there, majority, who aren't. Yet, we're still making it mean stuff about ourselves. We're still taking their opinions, their perspectives on board. Here's the other funny thing. You can't get insulted by someone. Like, someone can't insult you or disrespect you or say something that is mean unless you believe that there's some truth to it. Let me say that again. You can't get disrespected or insulted or have someone say something that's mean to you that actually causes a response inside unless you believe, consciously or subconsciously, even deep, deep down there, that there is some truth to what they're saying. Let me give you an example. And sorry if you have blue hair, but let's just, you know, for demonstration's sakes. If I say to you, oh my God, your hair is so ugly. Who are you think you have blue hair? You say you're a professional, you're a speaker, you kind of go out there and do things, and you have fucking blue hair, and I'm ripping you a new one about your blue hair. If you have any insecurity and you have blue hair, you're going to get it affected by that. But if you don't have blue hair, you're like, okay, weirdo, what the heck? This doesn't mean anything to me. I don't have blue hair. What's this person going on about? Let's say I talk to you about something you do have. Oh, look at you and your little business. Even though your little business is generating multi-six, seven figures. Who do you think you are? Like, oh my God, you want another bag? You want another house? You're greedy. Doesn't you have enough? Don't you think you should not be having more things? Don't you feel guilty? Rich people are so greedy. Oh, look at you and your little vacation. If anything that someone says to you triggers something within you, great. That's your shit, dude. No one else's. Not what the person's saying. Because as I'm speaking, what kinds of things from this new perspective are you learning about me? Maybe my perspective about what's possible, my own insecurities about money, about greed, about what I want in life. You're not learning about yourself. The only reason you're learning about yourself is if you get impacted by that. Because if you didn't give a shit, it'd be like water off a duck's back. It would be like literally someone saying you have ugly blue hair when you have brown hair. It doesn't affect you. Now, imagine I'm speaking to you in a different language. Oh, I can't speak language, so let's just alien talk. And I'm getting yelling at you, and I'm getting red in the face. I'm like getting so loud, and you're like looking at me. What the heck is with this chick? Like, are you okay? Do we need to go to the hospital? What's happening here? And I'm yelling. My face is getting red, and I'm just, and because you don't understand the language, you don't get impacted by it. But now you find out you got some translator and I'm like saying, fuck you. Who the heck do you think you are? You think you're all that. Oh my God. And your business, all your money and your new car and business and big and blah. And I'm ripping you a new one. But because you didn't understand the language, it didn't land for you. And it didn't cause a response within you. If you understood the language and it did cause a response for you, what does that show you? I said the same thing to you, but you just didn't understand it. And in fact, you probably laughed at me a little bit because you're like, I'm going red in the face. I'm getting louder. Yo, calm down, girl. You okay? Do you need to go to the hospital? There's also this famous psychology test, because I want to anchor this in as many ways as I can for you, of the concept of when someone is speaking, you're learning about them, not you. The only reason you're learning about you is if you have a response. And at that point, you say thank you, because now they're showing you a blind spot you were unaware of. You can't get triggered unless there's a trigger there to be poked. You get this, right? So let's go through the psychology ink block test. I forget the name of it. I always forget. I can see it in my head. It starts with a G, I'm pretty sure. So a psychologist hands out pieces of paper, right? And it has the exact same ink blot on it for everyone. There's 100 people look at it. And a psychologist goes, what do you see? And someone's, oh, I see a puppy running through a field. Oh my God, it's so beautiful. Next person goes, I see someone getting murdered. And da, da, da. Cool. Okay. If I ask 100 people the same ink blot, I'm going to get 100 different responses. Why? Because whatever is in my current reality, whatever my current beliefs are subconsciously, whatever my current past experiences are that are unhealed, whatever my own paradigm right now that is I haven't shaped or shifted or challenged or questioned is going to shape and shift my experience of that ink blot. Now, here's the caveat. Here's the next level. If you can begin to recognize and see people as ink blots neutral, doesn't mean shit. The psychologist doesn't actually care what to find out what the ink blot is. The psychologist wants to understand your perspective, your own inner world, and you demonstrate that by what you speak and what you say and how you show up, your actions. Your actions are an indication of what's going on within yourself. Your words and your thoughts are frequency, and they're showing you what frequency you're currently on. What's your current paradigm? What's your current vibration based on what you're sharing and experiencing? So, now you begin to see everyone, everything, every person, place, and thing as an ink blot. In that ink blot, you can see, does this cause a response within me? Does that person who just got the new G-Wagon cause me to feel jealous? That's the place to go within and heal that. Clear that trigger. Clear that jealousy, because there's abundance for everyone. Does this person, their new business they launch or the vacation they're on or whatever it is on social media or scrolling or you see someone walking down the street, does it cause a reaction response within me? If it does, that's my sign to go within and heal and reprogram and regulate my nervous system. If it doesn't, you're neutral, great. Nothing there. There's no trigger. But now you get to recognize that you're also an ink blot for other people. And let me tell you, the more you expand, the more you grow, the more you heal, the more you uplevel yourself, the more you become unfuckwithable, the more you stand and own your power and your light, the more you shine it and own who you truly are, your authentic, pure, fulfilled, happy, abundant self. Healthy self, standing and owning in that power. The more impact you make, the more income you make, the more accolades you have, the more experiences you create, you recognize that you're going to be an ink blot for someone else and you're going to trigger the shit out of someone else. It's not your doing, you're just being who you are. But now people are going to see that as an ink blot and go, whoa, this is what I see now. This is what's now coming up for me. This is what's getting triggered. And I know so many of you experienced this. Oh, look at you and your first world problems. Oh, poor you making hundreds of thousands of dollars a month or a year and you feel blah, blah. Just see it for what it is. See it for what the programming is within that person. And can you begin to see it through the lens of compassion and love and for what it actually is, not what we're making it mean. Do happy, fulfilled, successful, healthy, abundant people, healed people, berate, insult, mock, are mean, are rude to other people. No. Of course, we're human, have moments. But then people on this journey are like, whoop, that's me thing. Sorry. You just triggered something within me. That's me thing to go within. Like when you have conscious relationships in your life, conscious friendships, where it's like, hey, yeah, that activated something within me. I'm going to deal with that first and come back and discuss it. In your partnership, in your friendship, yes, that's possible. Now I can already hear some of us eye rolling. I love it. I'm so happy I just eye rolled for you. Because as you awaken and you heal and you become more conscious and aware and you're on your spiritual journey and you're healing things and reprogramming things, you're going to begin to see everyone's triggers, everyone's limiting beliefs around you. And I want to remind you that you're on this path. You're very fucking rare. An entrepreneur is rare enough in itself. An entrepreneur who's on a spiritual journey, awakening, personal development, uncovering reprogramming, going against 99% of what the world's doing and doing the opposite, takes courage, takes strength, takes people around you who get you and understand you to say, I see you, keep going, I got you, yes. Because 90% of the world out there is not doing what you're doing. And 90% of the world are going to be in reaction mode, in scarcity mode, in fear mode, not willing to do the work, not willing to uncover the limiting beliefs, not willing to heal their past traumas and past experiences, not willing to challenge their current paradigms, which is why they stay where they are. But that's not you. And the main thing and one thing that's going to help kick you off your kilter and get you out of your game and get you out of your groundedness and your power is by letting the opinions or the words or the actions of anything external, a person, place, or thing, to fuck you up. You're making lots of sales one month, woohoo, next month, no sales, fuck. And that roller coaster of up and down, that roller coaster of when someone's kind to you, you're good. When someone gives you a testimonial, you're good. But as soon as someone says bad feedback, it's not even bad feedback, just gives feedback, or someone insults you or this, and that takes you off your kilter, that emotional roller coaster is exhausting. And it just takes you out of your power. It takes you out of your resources because your mind now is perceiving something as a threat. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that as soon as your mind perceives something as a threat, blood leaves your brain to make your body stronger to run away from that perceived threat. AKA, you become dumber. AKA, you become less resourceful, less effective, less creative, less intuitive. You don't see the possibilities that are around you, and instead you're going into fight or flight mode. All because of what someone said or did outside of you? No, thank you. Not anymore. Why? Because you're now seeing it for what it actually is, which is a reflection of them. And when you're in your power and you're grounded and you have access to all of your resources, you now get to respond powerfully, discerning, choosing where you place your time, energy, and attention, placing your boundaries in place, versus reacting and having some sort of reaction for yourself of emotional turmoil, of, oh, woe is me, victim mindset, fear. No, that's not you. That's the majority of the world. But you're not the majority of the world. You're like the 1% of the 1%. And in order to be the 1% of the 1%, we heal, we reprogram, we regulate our nervous system, we show up bigger and show other people what's possible. On that journey, fully knowing, not intentionally, but you're going to trigger other people. People are going to say things to you and it has nothing to do with you. People are going to try and insult you, try and offend you, try and be mean to you, all those things. But you now get to recognize, do happy, healthy, abundant people who are free and successful do that? No. So if they don't do it, what does that mean about them? Fuck me, man. I feel bad for this person. Oh, he's trying to insult me, trying to say these mean things about me. I feel really bad for that person because they must be going through something or have gone through something that has taught them that. And that's how they're projecting now. Am I going to choose to spend a lot of time with that person? Probably not. Am I going to set boundaries? Yeah. And am I going to be discerning about my energy and where I'm going to move and how I'm going to move? Yeah. Do I have to like it or agree with what they're saying? No, but I can see it for what it is, which is their own inner world. It has nothing to do with you. It has something to do with you if you have a response. And then you get to the weird place all my clients get to. It's, yes, you have the human experience. That's what we're here for. We're here to experience all the emotions, everything, the depths of grief, the depths of love. You can't have one without the other. You're here to experience it all. But what we're talking about here is not allowing the external thing to disrupt your inner peace, to disrupt your intuition, to disrupt your groundedness, your power, to go from reacting to responding powerfully. That's what we're talking about. No matter who it is, especially if it's someone who's close to you, a best friend who's no longer a best friend, a parent, a loved one, I want you to start seeing it for what it actually is, not what you're making it mean. And it's not your fault. Your brain's making it mean that for a reason, to try and protect you, to try and preserve something for you, to try and keep up the old limiting beliefs and paradigms that you've learned. But you're not here to keep the current paradigm. You're here to play bigger. You're here to expand, to see what's possible. In order to do that, we have to go within and heal the unhealed aspects of ourselves, to reprogram the limiting beliefs that we learned, to move forward in power and being discerning, knowing and seeing things what they are, not for what we're making them mean. So my friend, if you're in a position where you're like, no matter how much money I make, I'm still stressed out. No matter what someone says to me, I get thrown off my kilter. No matter what's happening, and you're noticing there's a lot of emotional turmoil for you, a lot of mind drama, a lot of physiology is coming up for you, that is your sign to start going within the unhealed aspects of yourself, to reprogram and regulate your nervous system. Because my friend, where you're going requires a new paradigm. Where you're going requires an increased capacity of unfuckwithable. Where you're going requires you to reprogram all of your old limiting beliefs about money, what's possible, worthiness, yourself, where you're up to, what's even possible to the world. It requires a new paradigm shift. And if you're on that journey, you're like, fuck this, no matter what I try, consciously, journaling, therapy, all these things externally, nothing's changing within, that's your sign to go deeper. And I invite you, if you're on that journey and you're on the aspect of, you know, you're up to big things and you're ready to shift things deep at a subconscious level with conscious and subconscious reprogramming tied in with high performance and spiritual principles and universal laws, then this is for you. And send us a DM on Instagram. We'll see if we're a good fit. But more importantly, recognizing you're seeing it for what those things are now. They're nothing to do with you. Nothing to do with you. Ever. The only reason it has something to do with you is if you get a response. And now when you get a response, get weird like I do and my clients do and smile. Be like, well, thanks for showing me that trigger. Wow, thanks for showing me that unhealed aspect of myself that still has this attachment style. I got jealous there. Cool. What's within me that's having a reaction that I can heal and reprogram? So that way when it happens again, it doesn't happen. There's no trigger. It's neutral. Water off a duck's back. Where we're going requires us to be unshakable, to be grounded, to be present, to be unfuckwithable, to be compassionate and loving, seeing things for what they are, not what we're making them mean. I hope this is helpful for you. Please send this to someone who you're recognizing is just needing this reminder. Because look, the majority of the world, friends, is in fear, is in scarcity, is in victim mindset, is in limited mindset, is in old paradigms and programs. Well, guess where that gets us? Just more of that. And hurt people. We want healed people to heal people. And we do that first by healing ourselves. You don't heal anyone else. You just heal yourself. And subconsciously, as you heal yourself, people around you start to shift and change too. Cheers to now, team. Make it a great day. And just start to notice and catch those triggers. And as you get triggered, now it's a sign for us to go within. It's nothing to do with them. And be discerning. Of course, if you're with someone who's constantly berating you or being mean to you, again, see them for what that is. But now be more discerning. Be more discerning with your energy, your time, your boundaries. It also says something about you that you just think we have to keep people pleasing and accept certain things. No. And if there's something preventing you from accepting that or putting in a boundary or limiting your time or your energy, great. That's also something you get to work through. Because where you're going requires that of you. Or not. Just stay the same. Stay on the roller coaster. Stay out of your power. I don't think you want to. So really, the choice is yours. After this episode, how are you choosing to move forward? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Send us a DM on Instagram at Danny Douglas Hunt and or just have a conversation with us. Remember, team, where you're going requires a different version of you. You must shift your paradigm, your internal world, your beliefs, your identity, your values in order to align with your conscious desires. And until you do that, it's going to feel a lot heavier, a lot slower, a lot more resistance. The great news is you can do something about it. The question is, what will you?
Thank you so much for tuning in and spending your time with me today. I don't take that lightly and it means the world to me. If you love this episode, I would love for you to leave a 5-star review. It's simple, takes no time at all, but it helps us reach more people. Or two, you can share this with a friend. Did you have a perspective shift, an idea, an aha, a reminder, some motivation that you think someone else also could use? If you share this with a friend, we embody this rising tide lifts all boats, where if you share it and we change, we help other people too. And three, tag us on social media. You can tag us at Dania Douglas Hunt on Instagram. We would love to know your wins, your ahas, your takeaways, and just to hear who's tuning in and listening. If you have any questions, feel free to shoot us an email or send us a DM. Otherwise, team, make it a great day. Go after your dreams, live life on your terms, and play bigger. Bye for now.